All right, we're here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, of course, with Jonathan Escobar from Miami, who lives in Kennesaw, Georgia. Welcome to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Hi, and I'm happy to be here.
Yes, and I'm happy for you to be here, too. And you got your aunt with you today, too, so that's great. So, first of all, let's tell the audience, of course, you went to school for 4 days, right?
3 days.
3 days, okay. At North Cobb High School? Okay, and now you moved over here from Miami to live with your sister, right?
Mm-hmm. For a better education.
For better education.
Yeah.
Why? What's the education like in Miami?
It's not as they're not as strict here, so a lot of students, they don't learn.
Okay.
That well.
Okay, and so tell me about what's the first thing that happened when you went to school. You, of course, dressed like a woman, and you're 16 years old. Mm-hmm. Tell me the reaction from your peers.
A lot of people accepted me, and there were some people that didn't like it, and it caused a commotion.
Okay. What type of commotion?
Stares, oohs, ahs. It was nothing major, but they were concerned my safety, and I understand that.
Okay.
I'm not trying to make the school look bad or anything. I'm just saying that it was wrong how it all ended up. They're trying to solve a problem, which was by making me change who I am and dress more manly.
When did they come to you and say that you got to dress more manly?
Well, on Wednesday, which was my third day of school, because I started Monday, they took me to the office. That wasn't when they told me. When they finally told me how to dress, in my sex, I can no longer dress in the opposite sex, was at 7 o'clock Wednesday night. I had called into the office, and I said, just wondering, what's going on and everything. She said, Jonathan, I just talked to the date district, the school district, whatever. I said, date district, that's from Miami.
Right. That's all right.
And she said, they're saying that the way you dress is a big distraction for the students. So
right.
You have to dress more manlier. And I was willing to compromise. I said, I don't have to wear a wig, I could tone it down. Which, the way I'm dressed now and in my other interviews is not how I dressed in school.
Right.
I was wearing flats and skinnies.
Okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't nothing so out there.
Right.
But they said, it was too much of a distraction and I can no longer dress this way. And as an artist, this is my art and this is how I express myself.
Right.
And I can't change who I am.
So what do you want to do when you get older as an artist?
I've always loved all the arts. I wanted to get into fashion. But I mainly wanted to get into makeup, maybe a makeup artist and a hairstylist.
Right.
And I used to always play with her hair as a child.
Really?
And doing weird designs. I mean, everyone knew it.
Okay.
I'm very artistic.
Very artistic. So, so there was a fight in school, too, that I heard about this. Tell me about this fight that happened. Not you didn't get in the fight, though.
No, I'm not a fighter.
Okay. So you're more of a lover, not a fighter, right?
Please.
Yes. So tell me what happened with this fight.
To make it short, someone called me a faggot. Who else? Who knows what other lovely things they said about me?
Right.
And someone defended me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And so...
to our community. I just feel it's real disrespectful. It's so many words.
Mm-hmm.
and what we go through in being gay, bisexual, whatever, what have you. You know what I mean? And it, like you said, we're an artist, and being an artist, I just don't understand why people have a discrimination.
Yeah.
With anything you do, you know what I mean? You're yourself, you're being yourself, you're true to yourself. So it's like, it's wrong at the same time, being yourself, I don't understand that.
I don't understand it either.
You're just a real great inspiration to everybody, young, folks as, your age and older people, like myself. When I first heard this on another radio station, I was like, yes, do him. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, if he wants to dress like a woman, so be it. There's girls that want to dress like men. You know what I mean? I put myself in that category. I like to be myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I, more power to you.
Thank you.
Now, tell me about this.
So much,
yeah. Tell me about this restroom incident, too. So the school said you could go in the ladies' bathroom, right?
I want to correct all of that.
Okay.
When I was first being enrolled in school, I told them, what bathroom would you prefer me to use? And they said, well, of course you're a male, use the men. And then I said, you have to understand, if I go into the men's bathroom, I will get harassed. Who knows what other dangerous things will happen said, okay, well, you can use the girls' bathroom. And he's like, let me get someone else to come in. And another person came in, and they said, yeah, you can use the girls' bathroom for now. We'll give you a pass for the office. You know, so you can use the administrator's bathroom.
Right.
Now, Ms. Terrence, I guess they didn't communicate with each other, so they didn't know that they told me this. Ms. Terrence on Tuesday told me, because she wanted to get to know me. I was, you know, the talk of the school.
Exactly.
On Tuesday, she told me, you know, I told her, oh, they told me that I need a pass, but she asked me if I had to use the girls' bathroom. I said, yes. And then she said, oh, no, you don't need a pass. Let me just walk you around the office so everybody can know who you are. I was saying hi to everyone. They knew who I was. And, you know, I never had to use the bathroom, so I never used it. I never used either girls, men, or the administrator's bathroom.
Right.
If they would have told me that from the beginning, you know, I would have used the administrator's bathroom. But now when I'm Googling myself, it makes it seem like I was being rebellious, and they told me that from day one. And, like they say, Jonathan, he's so special. We let him use the administrator's bathroom, but he rebelled and used the girls. You know, they didn't tell me from day one, so I was confused.
Have you tried to use the boys' bathroom in school? And what happened? Even in Miami, did you use a boys' bathroom?
Yes, I would use the men and the girls' bathroom.
And did you get harassed in the boys' bathroom?
No.
Okay.
What happened was, you know, I'm gonna pee in a stall, and if someone's next to me, they'll look at me and back off as if I have a virus, you know, if I have a disease.
Right.
And,
exactly.
You know,
yes.
I'm a very strong person. It doesn't hurt me, but I could just imagine who else will hurt.
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying that, you know, it doesn't hurt me at all. It does make me sit down and think, you know, what's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
And I realize at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with
That's
me.
Right.
I'm human. You'll cut me and I'll bleed. It doesn't matter if we're black, white, gay, or straight.
That's
we're all the same.
So tell me, when you go out into a regular restaurant, like Chili's or the mall, you know, or, you know, what restroom do you usually go into?
I use the female's bathroom. It's very sad. It's really sad to when I'm telling myself, you know, I have to pee.
Right.
But I have to hold it in because I'm such a problem to society, you know?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I understand. Right.
Well, actually, I got to admit something. Even though I'm straight and I go to the restroom, sometimes if the men's bathroom is locked, okay, I go to the ladies' bathroom sometimes if it's locked, you know, because sometimes I can't hold it in, you know what I'm saying? You know. So, let me ask you this, and I'm asking this in the most respectful way. When you use the restroom, do you pee like a guy, or do you sit down?
No, I do sit down.
Okay. Yeah. No. Because sometimes even I, you know, sit down sometimes too. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, sometimes it's a hassle. But you know, I'm training my 3-year-old son. You know, I'm training our 3-year-old son how to use the restroom. So, so that's all. But now, also. Sure.
Well, my mother, you know, when there used to be a mess around the toilet seat, she used to always tell us, you know, it's okay to sit down. So she used to get so mad to clean the bathroom. Oh, my God, who peed on the toilet seat?
Exactly. So tell me, because you are dressing like a female, okay, I got to ask you this. And you're a guy, okay, do you feel like you, now, do you drive at all?
No.
Okay. So when you do get your license, are you driving more like a woman or a guy? Because women drivers, I'm kidding. I always tease.
We're known as like the worst drivers, but actually, some people say women are better drivers. You know, but
so
think men are worse. I mean, because they're so angry.
Really?
Yeah, they. You know that's.
And they want to rave, you know, their hormones.
Right.
Exactly.
I got a better car. Let me race you.
Right.
So
right.
Who do you look up to in the art world? You know, that you do the, you know, the expressions that you do. Who do you look up to?
Lots of people actually.
Okay, like who? Like someone famous?
Let's see. Everyone. I mean, I'm really, lately, I've been really in love with Lady Gaga. I'm
really?
Showing her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's such a true artist.
Yeah.
I love, you know. And it's funny because if she had a penis, she would be looked at the rock star. But since she's a woman, people are like,
really?
You know. I love Madonna.
Okay, Madonna, sure.
Yes. We love Madonna.
Exactly.
Who does it?
Yes.
Lots of people I look up to.
Sure.
I like people that are true to themselves.
True to
you know,
themselves.
And express their art.
Yes.
Yes.
So let me ask you this question though. My daughter went to a new school this year. She's a new, you know, she goes to a school that's uniform in Cobb County, okay? Now, if there was a uniform school and they told you that all guys had to wear pants and all ladies have to wear skirts, okay? Because my daughter went to uniform school. We were going to buy her all school clothes. You know, she's only 9. She's in 3rd grade. But what would you do if all guys had to dress like that and all girls had to wear the skirts?
I'd express myself through makeup.
Through makeup.
as an artist, I always had to find a way to express myself. In Miami, I had uniform. That's right. Why I would wear makeup.
Okay, so
to express my art.
So if you took a job after high school, before, you know, you worked for Target, okay? Like, you uniform. People work for Walgreens. They work for Walmart. And the job told you you have to dress like a guy, too, okay? What would you do? You want to take that job?
No makeup?
No, exactly, no makeup. Especially because it's for the customer's sake.
It's 2009. Sorry. I'll tell them, you know, I'm sorry. No disrespect, but open up your mind. We're not in the 60s, 2009.
Right, because a lot of jobs too. At my job, I work at the movie theater, and like, that's art, you know, movies, different movies and stuff like that. And some of my coworkers, they have earrings in the, you know, in the face and all that. And the manager, you know, obviously he doesn't allow that because he feels it's like, you know, the customer's gonna be like, oh, right, and scare the children that come in. But it's, as long as you're not like, oh, you know what I mean? It's all how, you know, we express ourselves. We have to, if you tell us no, then that's just going to let, you know, want us to do it even more. You know what I mean? So it's better to say yes because we're going to do it anyway. You know what I mean? We're going to find some way and do it anyway.
I'm never going to change who I am. I cannot. Right. If I can't express, as an artist, if I can't express myself, I'd rather be dead.
So let me ask you the question too. I want to ask a serious question. There's been movies, true movies, about Hilary Swank was in a movie.
I love that movie.
Don't cry.
Yes.
That's right.
No, I didn't see the movie, but did what happened at the end? Did she?
She unfortunately, guys, of course, they didn't understand. And
did they kill her?
Yes.
Okay. There was another movie too, of a lady. It was a lady who dressed like a guy. That someone who played in Frasier.
Yes, that was another movie. It was her son.
Son. That dressed like a guy. Lady. Okay.
Was it on Lifetime?
Yes.
I would want, if I could do anything, for my school to play that movie so people could see the pain. I mean, I don't know the exact facts, but I know that that her, she was beaten for I don't know how many hours, and then they buried her.
Right.
And then they went to a donut place and drank coffee as if it was all normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How dare they, you know?
Right.
How dare you kill another human being for being themselves?
Are you afraid of that happening to you? Why not?
Like I say to everyone, oh, am I afraid of that happening to me?
Yes.
No, like I said, no. I had to think about it, but really, no, I'm not. I mean, we all die one day. I like to die more peacefully. Life is short, and I can't change who I am. Like I said, as an artist, it makes me sad when people try to hide who they are because they're afraid of other people. I have lots of gay friends, even in Miami, that, you know, they still fear. And they tell me, Jonathan, I don't know how you can walk down the halls of my old school, because my old school was really bad, and it was really, you know, ghetto, as people say. You know, it was lots of fights. People would say, Jonathan, it's so dangerous.
And if that's the case, then we might as well be afraid to walk down the street being a color.
Yeah, just like in the 60s.
Exactly.
When, you know, I think it's the same way. The way people, you know, when schools were segregated and black people went to white schools, the way people looked and stared.
Right.
Like, when I see black people laugh at me, I just wonder to myself, you know, how dare you when people did the same thing to you.
That's right.
But, you know, I can't educate everyone, so hopefully they're listening to this. I hope everyone's listening to this and just could open up their mind and open up their hearts.
Exactly. Now,
don't judge people.
Exactly. Say that for, you know, Judge Mathis or, you know, Judge Judy. now, question. I was going to ask you next is that, I'm going to ask you this. Hold on. Rolla has another question. I'll come back to my question.
As being open, how did your family respond to your sexuality? And how was it, you know, a big change for them?
No big change at all. Everyone knew it. I mean, as a child, I mean, ask her. I have videotapes of me dancing. I love to do performance. Everyone knew I was going to be an artist. My dad's an artist, and it's just something that runs through our family. Yeah. Even on my mother's side of the family, I have a cousin that's an amazing artist. You know? So people, I used to always do performance, love to draw, love to do people's hair. I love all the arts, and I still do. I mean, I'm an artist. So it was no big shock.
Now,
you knew I was something special and different. So
now you get all this publicity. You've been on a few radio stations here in Atlanta. In Miami, too, have you been on the radio stations, too?
No, but I did go into a Latin thing in Miami.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a little magazine in Europe.
That's awesome.
Really? Yeah, like they're gonna dress me up like a little fashion thing.
No, that's awesome. So
I'm so happy.
And you can be on Tyra Banks, of course, coming up, and 2020, ABC's 2020 contact you. What do you think about this? I mean, this national, worldly publicity. Right. I mean, do you feel like you're a celebrity now?
No.
No.
I would like to become a celebrity, but not for this reason. You know, for my makeup and my more artistic. This is me fighting. You know, I want there to be change.
And has North Cobb High School contacted you yet to come back to school?
No, they have not.
If they did tomorrow, if they did next week, would you go back to North Cobb?
If they let me express myself, yes.
And if you are you looking to go to another school now?
People are contacting me that they want to help me go into a more gay-accepting school. The problem is I have no transportation. I don't have my license. I was going to get in Miami, then I came here. And, you know, my sister, you know, she has her car. And there's not money to buy me a car, so.
Would your aunt drive you?
She has work. Everyone's pretty busy. And Miami, there's a lot of transportation with buses, you know.
Right.
Here, there's not that much buses.
Exactly, right.
Which
it does suck because we're originally from, you know, Rhode Island, Providence,
yeah.
Rhode Island. We haven't been here long. And Sunday, the buses, there's no bus. And, like, there's buses running all the time, you know.
Exactly.
Right. And it's just, it's weird. People have to get around. People work on Sunday, they work late, and they cut off at a certain time, and it's just...
And everything's so far away in Kennesaw.
Yes.
I mean, I think it would be good if people can make buses. It was Miami, a lot of people don't have cars, you know, it's really helpful for transportation.
Right.
It would take you to South Beach, North Miami, even for, like, Broward County, which is a different county, it would take you all the way south, east, west, everywhere.
Right.
Well, that's my other question I was going to ask before. How... it seems like you have a great, self-esteem. You don't have a low self-esteem because a lot of gay people, are a lot lesbians or people get picked on. Okay, have a low self-esteem. Okay, and how come you think you have a high self-esteem? What makes you have a high self-esteem?
Yeah.
What drives you?
You know what? It's something small in each one of us, and you just have to look into the mirror and say, "This is me," and just build it up. I mean, like I said, you can't change who you are. It's in each and every one of us. If you get picked on, I mean, even the people that look so good have the lowest self-esteem.
That's right.
It's not something that you can make me do, that she can make me do, that my mom can make me do. It's all within ourselves. So just, I just wish everyone could just.
So you never have a low self-esteem at all? Like, is there any time or period because you got picked on because of this or people look at you, you never had a low self-esteem?
During middle school, I saw society push people away when they were different. I want to say that, you know, and it's also hormones, you know.
Right.
So I was a little insecure. I was sad. But, you know, it went away. And then now, you know, I'm very happy with who I am. I know who I am. I know what I want in life. And I'm not letting nothing negative, no boyfriends, nothing get in the way.
Exactly. Yes. Well, I do thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show today. And I know you're going to have a lot of success. And so let me just ask you this closing thought. Where can you see yourself in 5 to 10 years from now?
Where do I see myself?
Yes.
Paris, New York, Germany, everywhere.
Okay. And remember, so you want to be in the fashion, you want to design clothes?
Everything, you want to conquer the world.
So remember, to send some clothes our way, too. Are you going to design female and male clothes?
Everything.
So remember, send some clothes our way, because people say I got to dress better, too, so, you know. but I like to dress how I want to, so, you know.
I think
you know.
Yeah, like pretty balanced with masculine.
Exactly.
You know, when I looked in the mirror, I was like, you know, this is a pretty good outfit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's masculine and feminine.
But where's your wig today? I want to see your wig.
I mean, I don't wear a wig all the time. Like I said, it's an artist, and I could change it up.
Exactly. Yeah, but you look great. And I'm so glad you did my show today, and I feel honored, you know.
Thank you so much. I mean, you guys are so sweet.
Yes, thank you very much.
You.
And if you could...
This is the Derek Shapiro Show, and it was such an honor to be here.
Oh, and actually, just mention your name, and you listen to the Derek Shapiro Show.
My name is Jonathan Escobar. 16 years old, and it's the Derek Shapiro Show, and it was such an honor to be here. You guys are lovely.
So, hey, this is Candace Cameron Bryant,
when I'm stepping on stage, I do my thing, and that is best to sing. All this commotion, all these
assumptions
that I am taking people's spot to shine. Got mine. With many more right down the line. watch me. There I go, here I come. Yes, I can. You won't catch me. I, when I'm not heard, you hear me.
Hear me.
I do define, and that is not in a one state of mind. I show love where it should be, even though they are louder than me. I grab what I hear and let it boil in me.
Boils up.
What I mean is I'm all confident. I am my own most competition. I sing from my heart, my soul, God-given. Truly, it truly, it shows.
And you smile with me.
And you smile with me.
Yeah.
Oh. There I go, here I come, yes I can.
There I go.
You won't catch me. There I go, here I come, yes I can. Oh yeah, baby. Watch me, there I go, here I come, yes I can, you won't catch me.
Cause there's two eyes, but this emotion I hide. And out the storm I ride. Maybe it's cause I have too much pride. And as long as I don't die inside, never shall this feeling take me alive. If I let the salt water flow, grab a paddle, your coat, and some oars for your boat. Below, you float, your course is my river. Just picture my vision lost to two blurred windows. What do the masses care? They build a trench or a fort, put up them walls, of course, on course for something greater. Make sure you debate and put them walls down. Open your hands for my cape, but I'm fiery-eyed. Begin to let this faucet go. The eyes to my soul, lest the salt water flow. Welcome y'all to something so real, so soulful.
The trail of the river, and still my emotions.
I appreciate y'all hanging out tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome y'all, introduce Mondo, Mondo Music Production.
Gifts to make these sick riffs, these strings and drum kits, they're like my own kids. I don't just make this to make some music, I use this music to calm my moods with. Yeah, better believe I come heavy, so heavy it was my vibrations that ripped the levees. So now the salt water flows, city to city it goes, itching some little kid's nose. You ever look up in the sky when things aren't going right and just ask God why? And they say it all happens for a reason. I'm still trying to figure out the reason for that reason. See, I represent the smaller state, so they're 10 times more reliable to hate. But in due time, we gon' have our day. Wipe those salt water tears from that soft, lovely face. I got you.
It's kinda hard when you wake up. When you wake up with a dream, you're gonna put that on paper. You gotta find the words. or even the imagery, you know it's something, something so powerful. So I have to sit back in a second, relax and think, hang with the stars, and then I come up with this for you, verse dedicated to you. J Rhythm, Saltwater Dreams. And once upon my dreams, God came to me, said defy the odds, defy gravity. Meaning, don't let them pull you down gradually. You're your own man, your image is me. So when I walk that fine line between tragedy, had to stop and reassess my strategy, or conversate with my best friend actually. See the passion in her eyes passed on to me. Believe, her voice is like the river. Gotta take a drink so I can keep up with her. It's in the greater plan, it's not cause the mind don't want to, it's just that we don't understand. And she can see into his soul, strategically placed by God, I know. So I let the faucet go, the only woman who can make this water flow. Inspiration comes in all forms, whether it be from a dream, from a person, be a place or a thing, from your son, your daughter, mother, aunt, uncle, brother, father, wherever. Sometimes I sit back and look at the skies, look at the clouds, talk to God for a little bit, draw inspiration, like I'm part of the stars. But she is heaven on earth, she is my inspiration. So I dedicate the Saltwater Dream to you. We gon' ride this one out right now. Yeah, I call it Music from the Soul. Shout out to Mondo, Lola. Until next time, it's J Rhythm. And you.
Dr. Mark W. Gell, Chiropractor, Ugel Family Chiropractic Center, PC, 1995 Windy Hill Road, Suite 7 in Smyrna, Georgia. You can visit him now at 1995 Windy Hill Road, Suite 7 in Smyrna, Georgia. Call him now at 770-HEALTHY, 770-432-5049, 770-HEALTHY, 770-432-5049. You can visit him online at www.ugelchiro.com, www.ugelchiro.com. Special offer, one free exam for first-time patients. Dr. Ugel will get you well. Tell them to lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Capozzi's, New York Pizza, Pasta, and More. Visit a new location at 2950 George Busby Parkway, Kennesaw, Georgia. You'll call them now at the Kennesaw location, 770-423-0082. Or visit the other locations at 4285 Roswell Road, Marietta, Georgia. You'll call that location, 770-321-5550. Or the 1355 Claremont Road, Decatur, Georgia location, 404-471-1655. Or the 2960 Charlotte Road, Marietta, Georgia location, 770-321-1969. Or Capozzi's New York Deli at 4283 Roswell Road, Marietta, Georgia at 678-560-1717. Capozzi'sPizza.com. Capozzi's, New York Pizza and Pasta and More. Tell them to lose yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Sweet Treats Ice Cream and Coffee House. Custom-made ice cream, create your own flavors. See my friend, the owner, Joe, at 134 South Park Square, Marietta, Georgia, right in Marietta Square. You can visit them now at 134 South Park Square, Marietta, Georgia, right in Marietta Square. Hours, Sunday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call Sweet Treats right now at 770-528-9090. You can call Sweet Treats right now, 770-528-9090. $2 off. Bring in the ad and coupon on the ice cream or coffee orders. Join me on October 24th from 3 to 5 p.m. I'm recording my show there. Yes, Sweet Treats, Ice Cream and Coffee House. Tell them that I lose yourself the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Phipps, Tailoring and Men's Clothing. Go see my friend Habib at 4568 Peachtree Road, Atlanta, Georgia. Again, Phipps, Tailoring Men's Clothing, 4568 Peachtree Road, Atlanta, Georgia. You'll call Phipps at 404-231-4327. Again, call Phipps 404-231-4327. Tell them that Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show sent you, and you get the special Super 150s Worcester Rule Italian, $390, or Super 140s Worcester Rule, $490. Phipps, tell them that Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Old Milton Barbershop. Ivy League, razor cuts, bowl cuts, brush cuts, fade cuts, any kind of cuts you want, save $5 off when you tell them that the Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Visit Old Milton Barbershop at 4075 Old Milton Parkway, Suite 7 in Alpharetta, Georgia. Again, visit Old Milton Barbershop at 4075 Old Milton Parkway, Suite 7 in Alpharetta, Georgia. Call Old Milton Barbershop now at 770-751-1555. Call Old Milton Barbershop, 770-751-1555. Save $5 off when you tell Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Top Style Diamonds. They buy golden diamonds, loose diamonds, bridal jewelry, jewelry repairs done on premises. Visit my line at www.topstylediamonds.com. www.topstylediamonds.com. Two convenient locations at the Kennesaw 390 Barrett Parkway location. Their phone number is 678-213-0970. Again, the Kennesaw location, 390 Barrett Parkway, 678-213-0970. Or the Canton, Georgia location at 2427 Marietta Highway. Their phone number is 678-880-7533. The Canton, Georgia location, 2427 Marietta Highway, 678-880-7533. Top Style Diamonds. Tell them that Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Clinica de la Salud Hispana. Visit the three convenient locations in Chamblee at 3652 Chamblee Dunwoody Road, Suite 4. Call them, that location, the Chamblee location, at 770-451-0662. Or the Smyrna location, 969 Windy Hill Road, Suite E. And their location, their phone number is 678-888-0173. Or Roswell location, 861 Holcomb Bridge Road, Suite 200. And the Roswell location, phone number is 678-461-4441. Clinica de la Salud Hispana. Visit online at clinicadesaludhispana.com. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Hispanic Services Foundation, taxes, tax ID, immigration, titles and tags, accounting, MoneyGram. Open your own business. Call them at 770-953-9092. Again, 770-953-9092. Go visit Hispanic Service Foundation, 1869 Cobb Parkway, Suite 600, Marietta, Georgia. Visit the location, Hispanic Service Foundation, at 1869 Cobb Parkway, Suite 600, Marietta, Georgia. Visit my line, www.hispanicservices.com. HispanicServices.com. Hispanic Service Foundation. Tell them I'll lose yourself the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Bella Decor. Fine furniture and accessories. 2214 Roswell Road, Marietta, Georgia. You get 20% off when you mention this ad on one item. Again, Bella Decor, located 2214 Roswell Road, Marietta, Georgia. Call Bella Decor now at 770-973-5515. 770-973-5515. Go visit them online at www.belladecorfurnishings.com. www.belladecorfurnishings.com. Bella Decor, fine furniture and accessories. Tell me I'll lose yourself. The Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Renewed Image. Body wraps, body contour, med spa, day spa. Go visit Renewed Image at 2359 Windy Hill Road, Suite 300 in Marietta, Georgia. Again, Renewed Image. Visit them now at 2359 Windy Hill Road, Suite 300 in Marietta, Georgia. You can call Renewed Image right now at 678-293-2639. Again, Renewed Image. Call them now at 678-293-2639. You could email them at info@renewedimage.com. info@renewedimage.com. Go visit them online at www.renewedimage.com. www.renewedimage.com. Renewed Image. Tell them that Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Shapiro Show?
What's up? How you doing?
Good. Yes, nice to meet you. And so how's it feel to be here for the, of course, Jagged Edge's birthday celebration today?
You know what? It's real good because I was here when Jagged Edge first started. Did a couple of stuff on their album back in the day when they were just getting in and just, so it's good to see people grow and to be a part of another good celebration, especially during, you know, the Hip Hop Awards. Perfect timing.
Sure. Are you going to be at the BET Music Awards this weekend too?
Yeah, I'll be there.
And what's some things you have coming up in the future?
A movie called Mansfield 12. It's going to be premiering on BET. November 7th. And this movie I did called Pawn Shop, I produced and directed with Delicious, Gab Morris, and myself.
Are you performing at the BET Music Awards too?
No, I'm not performing.
Hey, can you mention this is Joe Torre and listen to the Derek Shapiro Show?
So this is Joe Torre, this is the Derek Shapiro Show.
Join me, Derek Shapiro, and singer-songwriter Rola at Relapse Theater, October 30th at 8 p.m. I'll be doing my stand-up comedy, and Rola will be singing Relapse Theater with Dr. Pete. Join me on 14th Street at Relapse Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. Sponsored by www.derekshapiroshow.com and ROLLAzone.com. Relapse Theater, October 30th. Be there or be square. Join me next month here, November 15th, www.derekshapiroshow.com, episode 43, with Jagged Edge. Yes, Jagged Edge. Recorded at Room Service in Atlanta, Georgia. November 15th, episode 43, and some other people, too. Join me here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. For all my Massachusetts fans, the Seekonk Pizza Factory, awesome food, great prices, now serving the ice cream machine at 717 Fall River Avenue in Seekonk, Mass. The Seekonk Pizza Factory, right now, 717 Fall River Avenue, Seekonk, Mass. Call the Seekonk Pizza Factory at 508-336-7787. Call the Seekonk Pizza Factory at 508-336-7787. Open 7 days, Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sundays, noon to 8 p.m. The Seekonk Pizza Factory. For all my Massachusetts and Rhode Island fans, tell them that Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, sent you. Academy Ballroom in Cumberland, Festival Plaza. Academy Ballroom Cumberland. Mention this ad, you receive 4 hours of dancing for $45. Professional dance instructions, learn to dance, lose weight, and stay fit while having the time of your life. Go visit Academy Ballroom in Cumberland Festival Plaza, 2980 Carr Parkway, Suite 104, Atlanta, Georgia. Can visit Academy Ballroom right now, 2980 Carr Parkway, Suite 104, Atlanta, Georgia. Call Academy Ballroom now, 770-272-1331. Call Academy Ballroom right now, 770-272-1331. You can email them at robindixon@bellsouth.net or simply visit them online at www.academyballroomcumberland.com. Academy Ballroom, tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. For all my Massachusetts and Rhode Island fans, King's Oak Pizza. Right in time for football season for your football parties. King's Oak Pizza at 21 Brook Street in Seekonk, Mass. Yes, I said, go visit King's Oak Pizza, 21 Brook Street in Seekonk, Mass. You call King's Oak Pizza at 508-761-6925. And call King's Oak Pizza at 508-761-6925. King's Oak Pizza, tell them that Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, sent you. Atlanta Ballroom Dance Center for bridal choreography, private instruction, group lessons, dance parties. Go visit Atlanta Ballroom Dance Center right now at 6125 Roswell Road Northeast, Suite 104A in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Again, visit Atlanta Ballroom Dance Center, 6125 Roswell Road Northeast, Suite 104A in Sandy Springs, Georgia. You go online at www.atlantaballroomdancecenter.com, www.atlantaballroomdancecenter, center spelled by C-E-N-T-R-E.com. Atlanta Ballroom Dance Center. The special going on now is 5 hours for $45. 5 hours for $45. Learn to dance at any party, and you can call them right now. Atlanta Ballroom Dance Center at 404-847-0821. 404-847-0821. Atlanta Ballroom Dance Center. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Twin Brothers Gallery and Twin Brothers Jewelry. African art and jewelry repair, also master jeweler on duty. Visit Twin Brothers Gallery and Jewelry at 155 Hammond Drive, Northeast, Suite E in Sandy Springs, Georgia. You can visit Twin Brothers Gallery and Jewelry, 155 Hammond Drive, Northeast, Suite E in Sandy Springs, Georgia at the Whole Foods Shopping Center on Roswell Road. Open 6 days, 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. www.twinbrothersgallery.com or email them at twinbrothersart@comcast.net. Twin Brothers Gallery and Julie, tell them I'll Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, sent you. Continental Styles Incorporated. Go online right now at www.continentalstylesinc.com. See my friends John and Mary Salvadori at 229 Peachtree Street, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, right inside the Peachtree Mall. Yes, the Peachtree Mall The Continental Styles Incorporated, 229 Peachtree Street, Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia. You can call them at 404-577-6511 or toll-free at 877-577-6511. You can email them at storeowner@continentalstylesinc.com. Continental Styles, Inc. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Since you get 10% off. The Flower Garden. Show you care with style. See my friends Rena and Gina Carlo at the Mall of Peachtree Center, 231 Peachtree Street, Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia. The Flower Garden, the Mall of Peachtree Center, 231 Peachtree Street, Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia. You'll call the Flower Garden now at 404-525-5212. Again, 404-525-5212. Or call the Flower Garden toll-free at 1-800-392-5212. 1-800-392-5212. Or you can email him at atlantaflorist@hotmail.com or visit him online at www.flowergardenatl.com. The Flower Garden. Tell him that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Fujihana, sushi bar and grill in Thai Peppers Thai Restaurant. Visit Fujihana and Thai Peppers at 2700 Town Center Drive, Suite E, Esplanade Plaza, Kennesaw, Georgia, right next to Town Center Mall. Again, visit Fujihana and Thai Peppers, 2700 Town Center Drive, Suite E, Esplanade Plaza, Kennesaw, Georgia. You'll call them at 770-419-9500 or 770-419-9080. And call Fujihana at 770-419-9500 or Thai Peppers at 770-419-9080. Visit them online at www.japaneseandthairestaurant.com. Fujihana, Thai Peppers. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Hair and Skinology, Healthy Hair Salon and Corrective Skin Clinic. Go visit them right now, Hair and Skinology at 18 Marietta Street, Suite 200 in Atlanta, Georgia. Again, visit Hair and Skinology at 18 Marietta Street, Suite 200 in Atlanta, Georgia. Give them a call right now, 404-525-1717 or 404-688-4282. Again, call Hair and Skinology. Yes, at 404-525-1717, 404-688-4282. Hair and Skinology, tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Shout-outs to Arrogant Music and Sean Teezy. Y'all need to check them out. Sean Teezy got the hit single, Money's the Motto. Check him out on MySpace. Check them out, yo.
Merle Norman Cosmetic Studios. See my friend, the owner, Sandy, at the Springs Landing location, 220 Sandy Springs Circle, Suite 129 in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Again, visit Merle Norman Cosmetic Studios at the Springs Landing, 220 Sandy Springs Circle, Suite 129 in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Call Merle Norman Cosmetic Studios or 404-252-0058. 404-252-0058. You can email Sandy at mn_ss_sg@yahoo.com. Independently owned and operated. Merle Norman Cosmetic Studios. Tell them I'll Lose Yourself. The Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Aristos Health Group, Physical Therapy and Wellness Services. See my friend, owner Charles Wallington, MPT, Physical Therapist and Director, 2787 Jefferson Street, Austell, Georgia. You can visit Physical Therapy and Wellness Services at 2787 Jefferson Street in Austell, Georgia. Give him a call right now at 770-739-1177, 770-739-1177. Email him at cwallingtonjr@gmail.com, www.aristoshealthgroup.com. Physical Therapy Wellness Services, Aristos Health Group. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. John Mills Foreign and Auto Services, German, Toyota, Volvo, Jaguar. Visit John Mills Foreign Service. John Mills Foreign Auto Service, German, Toyota, Volvo, Jaguar. Visit John Mills Foreign Auto Service at 318 Fairground Street, Marietta, Georgia. John Mills Foreign Auto Service at 318 Fairground Street, Marietta, Georgia. John Mills Foreign Auto Service. Call him right now at 770-919-9955. 770-919-9955. Go email him at johnmillscars@bellsouth.net. johnmillscars@bellsouth.net. John Mills Foreign Auto Service. Tell him that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Traditions Pizzeria and Restaurant. Traditionally the best. Dine in or take out. Go visit Traditions Pizzeria and Restaurant at 2590 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, Roger Bridge Commons in Duluth, Georgia. Again, visit Traditions Pizzeria and Restaurant at 2590 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, Roger Bridge Commons in Duluth, Georgia. Call them now at 678-584-8688. Again, call them right now at 678-584-8688. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9:30. Sundays, 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Traditions Pizzeria and Restaurant. Traditionally the best. Tell them I Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Connection Auto. Buy, sell, consignment, wholesale. Go see my friend, the owner, Lorenzo Harmon, at 4454 Covington Highway, Decatur, Georgia. Again, visit Connection Auto at 4454 Covington Highway, Decatur, Georgia. Call him right now at 404-914-1131. 404-914-1131. You can visit him online at www.atlautoconnect.com. Or you can email him at atlautoconnect@msn.com. Connection Auto. Tell him that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Glamour Paws, third generation pet groomer. Go see my friend Elizabeth at 2730 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, Suite 106 in Duluth, Georgia. Go visit Glamour Paws right now, 2730 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, Suite 106, Duluth, Georgia. Call Glamour Paws right now at 770-896-6608. You can call Glamour Paws right now at 770-896-6608. You can email her at elizabethgrooms@gmail.com. Glamour Paws, tell them that Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. The Healthy Temple. Visit them right now inside Town Center Mall right near JCPenney. Yes, you mention this ad, you tell my friend Kimberly, you get 5% off. You get 5% off when you mention this ad when you tell my friend Kimberly. Yes, at the Healthy Temple. Call them right now at 770-855-7154. 770-855-7154. You can email Kimberly at kimberly@myhealthytemple.com or visit them online at www.myhealthytemple.com. My Healthy Temple. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Enterprise Auto Maintenance. The one-stop complete shop. Tune-up, oil change, brakes, shocks, struts, engine and transmission, general repairs, emission repairs, tires, all brands. Visit them right now. Yes, at 1035 Raleigh Road, Marietta, Georgia, right off Carr Parkway. Visit Enterprise Auto Maintenance right now, 1035 Raleigh Road, Marietta, Georgia, right off of Carr Parkway. Visit them online, www.enterpriseauto.net. Call them right now at 770-427-6526, 770-427-6526. Enterprise Auto Maintenance. Tell them that Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Designs by Anna. Best prices in town. Goes to my friend Anna Gravett, owner, master stylist, and colorist. Care of Solar Salons at 2920 George Busby Parkway, Kennesaw, Georgia. Designs by Anna. Visit them now. Care of Solar Salons, 2920 George Busby Parkway, Kennesaw, Georgia. Call Designs by Anna, 770-313-6597. 770-313-6597. Go visit them online at designsbyanna54.com. Designs by Anna. Tell them that Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. El Nopalito, Mexican family restaurant. Visit them right now at Cobb Place, 840 Ernest Barrow Parkway, Suite 600 in Kennesaw, Georgia. El Nopalito, Mexican family restaurant. Cobb Place, 840 Ernest Barrow Parkway, Suite 600, Kennesaw, Georgia. Call them now at 770-590-9253. 770-590-9253. El Nopalito, Mexican family restaurant. Tell them that Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Initiators Gift Shop. Visit them online at www.initiatorsgiftshop.com. When you mention this ad, you get a free soda. Yes, they have best body oils, burning oils, and unique oil burners. Initiators Gift Shop. Go visit them now at 1240 Cumberland Mall, Atlanta, Georgia. 1240 Cumberland Mall, Atlanta, Georgia. Call Initiators Gift Shop at 770-438-9494. 770-438-9494. Email them at initiators1@yahoo.com. initiators1@yahoo.com. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9. 10 a.m. to 9, Monday through Saturday, Sundays 11 to 7. Initiators Gift Shop. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Jagan's Restaurant in West India Market. Go visit them now, 4091 Radian Road, Suite A1 next to Chevron Gas Station, Stone Mountain, Georgia. Jagan's Restaurant in West India Market. Visit them now at 4091 Radian Road, Suite A1 next to Chevron Gas Station, Stone Mountain, Georgia. Call them now at 404-554-0222. 404-554-0222. Jamaican food, curry goat, oxtail, jerk chicken, curry chicken, brown stew chicken, special. When you tell them to Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show sent you, $5.99 curry chicken and brown stew chicken and with a drink. I do thank everybody for being part of the show. Pete, repeat, right?
Repeat?
Yes, repeat, Pete, right?
Something like that.
Yes. And John, thank you, John Richmond, for doing my website here at Rich Productions. I want to thank Kid for doing the editing work at Arrogant Music. Thank you to all my guests, Chaz, of course. I want to thank up in Chiropractic, Alice Chiropractic. I want to thank Pedigree of Vinings, Pop Dollars, Rola. Thank you to Jonathan Escobar. Thank you to Josh Nelson and Mark, Dr. Mark Ugel. And who am I missing now?
All the fans.
And Joe Torre and all the fans. Thank you for listening.
Well, thank you.
Maybe I should play one of Sean Teasy's songs too. At the end, after Ben Dangerman, we'll play one of Sean Teasy's songs. Sean Teasy songs?
Sean Teasy, yeah.
Yes.
Shout out to Sean Teasy and Arrogant Music.
Okay, we'll do that. And I do thank you for listening. Take it easy. See you next month. Bye bye. All right. So let me do two of the commercials, and then that's it.
My question's here, so you gotta come back to do commercials.
Come on. You're killing me.